Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Mayor Ron Rohde. It's been a while since we spoke. Thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Glad to be here, Daniel.
So, it's the halfway point of the year now, and we wanted to kind of check in on how things are going. I know there were some big projects that we discussed at the start of the year. Let's start by touching upon them. I know one that has been big for the last few years, the Waterfront Project. How's that going?
Well, it's finally completed, and it's really nice to see people taking advantage of the boardwalk and using it as part of their routines to get exercise. The beaches are being used. The dock down at Lions Beach. I was in that area last night, and there were about a dozen children swimming and diving. It's really fantastic to see people take advantage of that resource because it's so beautiful down by the lake.
Yes, especially with the hot, sunny days that we've been having the last little while, it would be a great time to go check out the beach.
I saw children swimming in May, and that's not something that happens very often in Wawa. Sometimes the ice is still out there on the lake.
Great to hear that the waterfront is now complete. It's getting a good amount of use. I know another thing that obviously by its nature is getting a lot of use, the Connecting Link Project. How are things going for that?
Well, we're just about totally completed that. We had the lines painted earlier this summer, and I saw some work being done on the pedestrian crosswalk, and that's the last thing to be activated, and I believe that will be activated shortly. So we certainly ask our drivers in the area to watch out for that once it gets activated. We need to protect the pedestrians who will be using that to cross Mission Road. This time of year, Mission Road is very busy, so it's certainly something that will be welcomed by the pedestrian. I want to mention, Daniel, that we've had some inquiries as to whether the bicycle lanes were just for bicycles or if scooters were allowed in those lanes, and scooters are allowed to use it, but we do ask those people using it to actually go with traffic. I noticed on several occasions people using the bicycle lanes going against traffic. It would be safer to go with traffic.
That's not just the scooters, it's the bicycles, it's anybody who's using that lane for good reason. They should be treating it as if they were a normal vehicle so you go with the flow of traffic.
Absolutely.
And that pedestrian crossing, there aren't overhead lights, it's just the side lights by the signs then that people should be watching for?
I believe so. They'll be activated and there will be some kind of signal. I haven't seen them in operation, but there certainly will be a signal to identify that someone is preparing to cross.
Do we want to touch upon the school zone project?
Yeah, the school safety zone project was approved by council last week. Because of some significant increases in price of certain products, we had to look at this project and we had to cut it back somewhat to make sure that it stayed within the budget that was approved for it. We were able to get that done. Project was awarded to J. Provo Contracting and should see some activity starting this summer to be completed in 2022.
Even as it's reduced a bit, it's very much focused on that school area.
It certainly is.
Any other important items that you wanted to make sure to mention?
Well, I just wanted to acknowledge that we had final approval of the 2021 budget. That came in at around 1% increase. Schedule of fees, no significant changes there, although there are some increases in some of the fees as they relate to the arena. We also applied for and received a grant to do some sidewalk work. We received about $100,000, and we will be doing some sidewalk work on Mission Road. The other thing that we are looking forward to receiving this fall is the transformational review of municipal operations. That currently is going on. There are a number of interviews with staff, elected officials, and residents, and we're looking forward to seeing the result of that come in September, I believe.
And you mentioned the arena there. Hopes are for the arena and other things to go back to normal, so to speak, in the fall or early winter then.
Yeah, Canada is doing very well right now. A number of people have been vaccinated for COVID-19. So we're hoping as the number of cases fall that come September, hopefully schools will be open and we'll be able to open operations at the arena for, you know, hockey, figure skating, fitness, and then into November with curling. So it will be great to see that happen. Staff is certainly working to be ready that once we get the okay to be able to open those things, we will be there ready to go.
And of course, that does come with that usual caveat of as long as provincial or federal restrictions allow you to do that.
Yeah, that's correct.
Anything else that you wanted to make sure to mention today?
I just want to congratulate members of our community who've done so well during this pandemic. Our business community, many of them have taken this opportunity to do a lot of spruce up of their buildings. I think our town looks fantastic. Our health workers have worked extremely hard to keep us safe. And as far as Wawa's concerned, we haven't had any cases with citizens. There have been a few cases of workers in our area, but I think we should be very proud of how we've worked together to keep our community safe and to be ready to bounce back once we're able to welcome visitors to our community. The restaurants, the motels, we'll all be ready to go. And so I want to say a big thank you to everyone who have worked hard through these last 15 months. It's been very difficult, and we appreciate their efforts.
Well, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Daniel. You have a great summer.
Once again, that is Mayor Ron Rohde joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings. You're on Jam FM.